Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Janie and Wicked are supposed to know what's going on in the world.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Let's see if they really do.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
It's What's Trending with Jamie and Wicked.
Apparently they give a lot fewer D pluses than D minuses.
On 98.1 KMBZ.
I still have the Emmys as the number one trending topic in Kansas City, which is weird to me.
Me too.
Part of it is because, now ratings are down from previous years, but up from last year.
Yeah, for the Emmys.
I actually watched it yesterday. Pretty funny. I mean, it's an award show. I don't get too...
You even watched it after
I watched it yesterday afternoon.
So nothing else on you? Of everything you binge, that's what you watched yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Well, after Friday, you'll have Fuller House Season 3 to watch.
Well, thank God.
So this weekend, when Lee is gone and you're home by yourself all weekend, refusing to leave your four walls, Fuller House is at least something new that you could watch.
Yeah. You know? I'm sure that's what I'll lead with.
I'm just trying to help.
That's what I'm going to lead with. But yeah, the Emmys still trending number one in Kansas City.
Huh. It is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yarr!
Wow, that's really good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'd like to hear you try to talk like a pirate.
I don't think I want to
give
that.
It a shot. Hoi, matey! Yarr!
You're so good at it that I don't want to steal your thunder.
Is that what it is?
I want to just let you have the room.
Travis, give me a little talk like a pirate, buddy.
I just found the booty.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you did it. You're gleefully smiling while you do it. That's the best part.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's super fun.
Like you were excited to be called on. Like, yeah, yes, I have the secret talent.
I was really excited about this. So I was practicing it out in the newsroom with Dan.
Oh my gosh, this is what happens. This is how hardworking our newsroom is. You're practicing talking like a pirate.
Yeah, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. You don't do this tomorrow, Travis. Right. You're not a freak.
Yeah, if you guys start doing this tomorrow, then we're going to have...
It's either look up stories for your show or talk like a pirate.
Thank you for focusing on the importance
of
this radio program. We appreciate that.
And then there's a bunch of serious boring stuff. Like, Missouri State Board of Education is meeting today. Yes, I was a teacher, and yes, I care, but it's trending yet?
That's trending in Kansas City
now. We'll find out what they did.
That's an important thing. Also, this is trending.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
That is trending right there. The UN summit, President Trump, Kim Jong-un, who he referred to as the Rocket Man. I hope we don't destroy all of North Korea, but his words are his words, and words matter.
But they're up for interpretation, of course.
Of course they are.
Now, he's a pretty literal guy. Generally, he doesn't really talk in code ever.
No, pretty blunt.
Yeah. So if you want to take that for exactly what he said, yeah, he thinks we should just go and just take the country off the map.
If they continue to behave the way that they do,
we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Sure hope it doesn't come to that. 25 million people live in North Korea right now. You know who's probably really freaking out? South Korea. They're like, oh, man, why do we got... We're right next door.
But they're pretty used to the tension. You know, they've always been... Japan maybe is getting a little twitchy.
But if we drop a bomb on North Korea...
Yeah, they're going to...
South Korea... Part of South Korea is going to be gone, too.
Yeah.
That is the scary part of all of that.
So that is why Kim Jong-un is trending. It's why Trump's UN is trending. It's why United Nations is trending. Why is Barry Odom trending still?
Because Missouri...
Same thing as yesterday?
Missouri is a laughing stock of college football. And Barry Odom, who was brought in to coach defense and recruit Missouri... hasn't recruited Missouri, and his defense absolutely sucks. It was 35-3 in Columbia on Saturday afternoon at halftime. The stands, there's some pictures. Stands were empty. Odom speaking today for his weekly press conference. I would be kind of shocked if they get enough. They're playing Auburn this week. If Mizzou put up an effort against Auburn like they did against South Carolina, I think it's too early to fire a coach this short of a tenure, but there's going to be some rumblings, and that seat's going to get real hot.
Let me update Hurricane Maria really quickly, because we've had, at last check yesterday, we had three hurricanes out in the Atlantic that we were watching. Maria had become a Category 5, and the AP just tweeted a few seconds ago, the first death attributed to Hurricane Maria, as officials report a fatality on the French island of Guadalupe. Wicked, it's up on our TV. That's where Category 5 hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Southeast of Puerto Rico, basically. Headed right for it.
I mean, Puerto Rico's still recovering from, like, 2 weeks ago from Irma.
Yeah. They are predicting winds of 155 miles an hour by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That would take it as it passes the eastern side of Puerto Rico. Depending on if it tracks a little more west or east, we'll find out. If it stays on the current path, the eye at least would not hit the Dominican Republic, but the outer bands would, as it would cross by, I believe that's on Thursday. The only good news I've seen come out of this so far today is that if it stays on the current track, it's going to go far enough east that Bermuda's going to get hit, but the eastern coast of Florida will not.
So no, if it stays on this
path. It could turn, though.
You never know.
Last time, we didn't think it was going to hit the east coast. We thought it was going to hit the west coast of Florida, hit the east coast. So we'll see.
There's something also, even though it's not trending, but kind of good news for both of y'all. You guys talked about how there's nothing on TV. Next week is the start of all fall shows.
All right.
They all come back. You know, Jamie, we like the Chicago shows.
How many do we have now?
11.
Four.
Chicago Library.
Justice got canceled.
Of course. It's the first one to get canceled, though.
So Chicago Fast Food.
Now they're back to three.
Fire.
But Gotham comes back.
Police and.
This Is Us comes back.
Wait, what's the third Chicago show? Fire, Police,
Fire,
and.
Fire, Police, and Medic. Or
Hope.
Med.
I don't watch that one. Yeah. Two is all I can handle. Fire and Fire's okay. Chicago Police is the best.
Did you finish Designated Survivor, by the way?
Yeah.
I got about 7 episodes in.
Very excited about season 2.
He's coming back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long can he be the Designated Survivor?
Well, I mean, his presidency can go another three years plus 4 more after
I guess.
So he can.
Kiefer Sutherland's locked in.
And we don't know who blew up the Capitol yet.
Okay. So I haven't finished the season.
No,
but okay.
Just sorry to ruin it for you, but you're not going to find that out by the end of the season.
Maybe that's what I'll do on Friday, because Lee got real bored with that show real quick.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was compelling.
After about 4 episodes, it got a little predictable
to
me.
It gets better.
Okay.
Stick it out.
Yeah,
it gets better toward the end of the season.
I mean, I don't want to talk about it if people haven't watched it, but once they shot the... Never mind. I'll just get...
Well, I already ruined it for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't find out. They get some ideas, though.
Sure.
Some clues. But they don't find out. And they're not going to find out until the series ends. Let's be real here.
Yeah. They're going to go through another season, and Kiefer Sutherland's not going to know.
If you like 24, you'll like Designated Survivor.
Did the new 24 get canceled?
There was a new 24.
Remember that, Travis, didn't they rebooted 24 with the guy that played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton?
I think it only lasted one season.
Okay.
If it did get renewed, I have no idea.
I didn't even hear about it.
I watched the first episode and then stopped.
And I haven't seen any commercials for the new one on Fox during football, which is when they totally pump all their new shows.
Right.
So I have no idea. Ow. So I have no idea.
Did you calm down over there?
Broke my elbow. All right, coming up next.
And Twitter poll, I was just going to mention real fast.
Thank you.
Because we'll come back to that a little bit later.
Would you let your 16-year-old get a piercing, a tattoo, both, or neither? Vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. 62% would let their child get neither.
Okay.
62%. 27% would let them get a piercing. And we're not talking about ears. We're obviously talking about nose, navel, eyebrow, tongue, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we'll come back to that conversation a little bit later on. 1216 up next. McDonald's making a big change, but is it the right change? We'll tell you what it is next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Coming up in about 25 minutes, be listening for your chance to win American Royal Rodeo tickets. Right now, though, McDonald's. And are they making the right change?
All right, so you told me this morning that McDonald's is making a change to their Happy Meals, and it's with the juice?
Yeah, starting in November, McDonald's Happy Meals will include organic apple juice, replacing traditional juice that also contains more sugar. The new juice is made by Honest Kids, part of Honest Tea, an organic beverage company purchased by Coca-Cola in 2011. Coke also owns Minute Maid, which currently supplies the apple juice boxes for Happy Meals. You can also, by the way, get milk or chocolate milk. Now, this apple juice that's going to be going in the Happy Meal is a 6-ounce box of Honest Kids Organic Apple Ever After. That's the play on words. Now, it contains 35 calories and 8 grams of sugar.
So it's half the calories and a lot less sugar.
A Minute Maid apple juice has 80 calories. So it's 35 to 80 and 8 grams of sugar to 19. So almost a third of the sugar. Both types are made from concentrate, by the way. The switch to organic, less sugary juice is part of a larger trend to eat more healthy. The fast food industry is also pointed to as a reason of why Americans, including children, have bad eating habits, which leads to obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and other issues.
My only issue with this, if the story I have the Fortune.com story in front of me, and the very first line of it says that the new juice that they're getting is only 42% juice. The one that they currently carry is 100% juice.
Yeah, it's
true. So you're swapping a 100% juice product for a 42% juice product, and with it you're getting a lot. Well, yeah, because there's less juice in it and probably more water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fewer calories and less sugar in the new organic juice going into the Happy Meals.
Okay, so on one hand, I appreciate that we're making kids' meals healthier. I mean, in the past, they had offered apple slices as an option.
Yeah.
Although, am I the only one that wonders how you're able to keep apple slices from going brown? Like, how many chemicals that requires to keep those apple slices from going brown?
I've never thought of it.
I have.
I don't eat a lot of Happy Meals.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're just in for, like, a light snack. The Happy Meals.
For you, that's a light
for
snack.
For me, a Happy Meal is a snack on the way home.
A hamburger a small fry is not the worst combination in the world if you're out for fast food. I mean, I think a hamburger is 250 calories in it. There's probably 500 calories in that total. It's not the worst if that's all you're doing.
But is this the right change?
It is.
I mean, you and I have talked about this before, at least off the air this morning. If you are really in it, okay, two things. One, if you're really in it to make Happy Meals healthier for kids, can you swap out the burger?
For you know, what?
For a salad?
Is a kid going to eat a salad?
Probably not.
This is the problem, right?
Yes. It's
that, and this has been, I watch a lot of Food Network like competition shows, and they've done this before on stuff like Top Chef, where they will say, here are 15 chefs where you're used to cooking with all these great ingredients. Make a meal that's healthy that kids will like. They struggle with it. I mean, but could you do a grilled chicken wrap of some kind?
Grilled cheese sandwich?
Cheese has got a lot of fat in it.
Does it? Okay.
It requires a lot of butter to fry that in. You're right. That was the first thing I said was, I guess this is a step in the right direction, but if you really want to show you care about kids' health, put salads in there.
If you really want to show you care about Americans' health, fast food restaurants would realize, and I'm sure they do, but they realize we don't want it. A salad at McDonald's is like $5. A burger at McDonald's is $1.
Yeah.
All right? It's five times more expensive to eat healthy at a fast food restaurant than it is to eat a burger.
Now, in all fairness, a salad is a meal and should cost more because a burger you're going to tack some more things on. You're also going to tack more calories on there, But you're probably going to get fries and something else with it.
But if I have a burger or if I have a salad, they're both probably going to fill me up, you know, the same amount.
A couple of burgers would, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Although, so this is the problem with eating healthy. Don't assume every salad's healthy.
Oh, I love when there's some restaurant, I don't want to call them out by name, but they're like, it's on their healthy alternative. It's like a chicken finger salad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fried chicken on top of a salad. And you're like, that's not healthy.
No. Now, grilled chicken isn't that bad.
Right.
But it's the dressing that you slather it all in.
Or the breading. Or the breading. See, because
or the fries you eat after because the salad wasn't filling.
Exactly. And then the cheesecake.
Yeah, exactly.
And the two beers you had at the meal. It's like I watch Royals games and they have a promotion. When the Royals turn a double play, McDoubles are $1. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, cool. What about Royals turn a double play? Salads are $2. No, because for some reason we don't care. It's easier to produce that burger and sell it for $1 and the profit margin is probably still 80 cents to the dollar. You know what I mean? As opposed to a salad, which might cost them more just to make.
So I think the introduction of the salads at places like McDonald's or Wendy's or anywhere else like that, that you generally wouldn't go there for health food. I think it's for a person like me, I'm getting a salad at McDonald's. If I'm put in a position like will happen sometimes, we get off the air at 2:00. We haven't had lunch. I've got a meeting somewhere at 3 or 4 or something. I didn't think to bring anything with me or I didn't have time and I don't have time to go home. So I'm looking for the lesser of all the evils. I'm going to a McDonald's and I'm getting a salad. My guess is they just kind of put them there for that reason. They're not trying to like sell you on the salads.
Mm-hmm.
They're filling a little bit of a need.
And I, with all due respect to our friends at Burger King and Wendy's and McDonald's and Arby's.
Original chicken sandwich is my favorite thing in the universe.
That ain't the place to go for a healthy meal.
It's really not.
You know?
Well, so we were talking. So we're here in Mission, right? And we're surrounded by a lot of fast food restaurants and stuff. And so you would think, given the 20 options that are within a mile, there are probably a lot more, it would be easier to try to figure it out and try to think, okay, what's my best bet here? I generally would start with like a Subway or a Schlotsky's or Chipotle if you don't do the whole shebang.
Jimmy John's?
Maybe Jimmy John's. But then you start looking, and this is why being healthy is so difficult sometimes, because you start looking at the content. You don't realize how much sugar is in bread. You know,
I have no idea how much sugar is in bread.
A lot.
Is it?
You're better off just not knowing. You're better off just not asking.
I'm fine with that.
So you go to the places that you perceive to have healthier options, but don't assume that everything at those places is going to be healthy. It's really difficult. Or I'll default to a Panera or something where I'll go and do half a Greek salad and chicken noodle soup. And I'm okay. I'm not content. I'm not satisfied, but I feel better about it, I guess, a little bit. It's hard.
576-7798. We'll get to John. You'll be first up. It's 1228. Is this the right move for McDonald's? Or let's be real here. You're not going to McDonald's to eat healthy. Like,
is there a point to this? Is there a point to what they're doing?
It's a good question. Because, look, you stop and get a Happy Meal on the way home from baseball practice or on the way to a baseball game because your kid has to have something in his stomach and you just got home from work and you got tripped up in traffic and you got to get something. They got to go play T-ball. Is there a point to this?
And fries are going to fill you up better than apples, probably.
Trust me. I love me some McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I might go get a 20-piece. I was going to text you this. I took a picture of it. I was driving home. I grabbed a 20-piece, and I finished it before I got out of my car.
I'm a little jealous of that right now.
That was so good.
I ate McDonald's in Morocco. It was the first time I'd ever eaten a McDonald's.
How was Moroccan McDonald's?
Their menu is extremely limited. It's not. They consider it, like, for rich people,
is
although
there
it's
beef?
Incredibly cheap. Yeah.
Okay.
Just no pork, obviously.
Okay.
But yeah, gotcha. It was... I had a sea of French fries. It was glorious.
576-7798. Is this the right move for McDonald's? Should other fast food restaurants follow suit, replacing the Minute Maid juice with some organic juice? Or is that not going far enough? Your call's next. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wickets. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wickets, asking about McDonald's. And if you think that it is the right move, or does it even matter that they're replacing their juice with organic juice to help kids be healthier?
Well, because the question is, as many of you are out to lunch, a lot of places like McDonald's post the calorie content. Does that influence your decision at all? And does McDonald's choosing to go organic with their juice or have apple slices or yogurt instead of fries, is it a good business model? Is it worth the effort?
I think if you're, look, again, with all due respect to our friends in the fast food industry, I'm not picking Wendy's or Arby's or McDonald's or whatever. Places I love and I frequent. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at them and saying, well, what's the healthy option here? You know, what's the best way to watch those calories and that fat intake? If I'm going to a place, if I'm going to Taco Bell, I'm not going like,
right,
man, it's going to be real healthy eating when I go get these double-decker chalupas right here.
But if I'm in a pinch.
Right.
Then I'm usually the person sitting on my phone Googling healthiest thing I can get at Taco
really?
Bell. Yeah,
okay.
Because because I'm there doesn't mean I have to make the worst decision possible. Because again, I'm going to cheat seriously with French fries, red wine, or the original chicken sandwich from Burger
Those
King.
Those are your options?
Those are really like the three things that are going to be worth it to me. A taco from Taco Bell is not enough. Now, if we're talking potato lays from Taco John's, then we can have a conversation.
What about the 20-piece McNugget I had for a snack on the way home a couple weeks ago?
So you called it a snack.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture of it, too.
I've got the picture in front of me, actually. You call it a snack. I call it a day's worth of food.
It was really good.
Do you know what you ate? Do you want to know?
Three sweet and sours worth.
Oh, I didn't even take that into account.
Yeah, I dipped
didn't
it in sweet and sour.
What else did you eat that day?
Probably my normal breakfast, which is like a granola bar, banana.
I'm tallying. Keep going.
Boy, I don't know what I had for dinner that night, but I would guess it would be
Fritos.
I probably had there's some sort of potato chip in there.
Okay.
Knowing me, there was a potato
Plus
chip
dinner.
In there. Well, yeah, dinner, which is, I don't
Any
know, let's say
alcohol.
Maybe a beer or two. It was a while back, so let's say two beers, and then maybe like
two beers. Okay. That changes the math.
Let's say it was like Let's say we had fish that night. Sometimes
You're trying to get the numbers down here.
I don't know.
You're trying to be optimistic. Well, you're like, let's not say we had pizza. Let's say we had
There's
baked
a good
fish.
Chance we had Minsky's. There's a really good chance I had Minsky's that night.
And I'm sure you got, you know, thin crust, just no cheese on it.
No, the cheeseburger pizza at Minsky's is by far the best pizza in Kansas City. Okay. Now, I'm sure the text line at 22980 will blow up and someone will say this pizza that my favorite is the cheeseburger pizza from Minsky's original crust. It is so good with the pickles on it, Jamie.
Oh, gosh, you're hurting me right now.
So good.
You had me at Minsky's. That's one of the best. It's not as good as Pizza 51 because I like the kind of pizza I ate in college, and that's what Pizza 51 is.
Okay.
You had me at Minsky's. You lost me at pickles.
Oh.
Totally lost me at pickles.
Travis?
Not surprised, though.
Cheeseburger, it's got beef, and it's got pickles, got mustard on it.
You had me at pizza, but you lost me at cheeseburger.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Yeah. You eat like a 15-year-old boy.
It's a great pizza.
I would have made that at 15.
It's such a good pizza.
Minsky's does so many other really good things. Why are you doing that?
Because it's the best of the really good things. You know, it's not like their boring calzone. Mm-hmm. I love Minsky's, but their regular calzone, like a couple of, like two toppings, not quite as good.
There's just so many times, Mike, I agree with you, and I never side with Jamie, but right? These are just one of these times where I'm going to side with Jamie, and I don't like you.
Remember
right
the
now,
root beer conversation? Well, yeah, he was on your side there.
Well, you're wrong, Travis, so that's all that really matters to me.
Your 20-piece McNuggets that I'm kind of jealous of that you wanted to text me pictures of, and that would have made me want that.
Trying to find the picture right
you
now.
You had 1,000 calories in that sitting.
You mean on my drive home?
On your drive home, in which you still had dinner after that.
Oh, yeah.
And your beer and,
probably
know,
like 2 hours later.
Your chips and salsa and whatever you snacked on later that night.
I actually got to the point, Jamie, where I was there in my parking spot in my
still
driveway, and I had two left, and
were
I'm like,
you hiding?
No, I was like, I gotta finish these two. So I sat and listened to Dane on Parks for like 2 minutes and finished the last two, so I could officially crush the whole thing on the way home.
And again, then you ate dinner.
I did. Oh later. Yeah, but probably 2 hours later.
So let's call it 1,100 calories because you needed a lot of sauce packets, a lot of sweet and sour. There.
Yeah, you have to they have to build the fortress of sweet and sour because you don't want to get sauce all over your interior. So you have it
while you're eating your chicken nuggets while driving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like adults do. They drive.
Right.
65 grams of fat, which is what you should. On the high end of what you should have in a day because you're not a big guy.
Okay.
You don't need as much as somebody that's 100 pounds more than you.
So good, though.
And I'm not even counting sodium right now.
Okay.
I'm not even, because I can't count that high without a calculator.
I understand.
So.
So I was really doing it, is what you're saying.
I'm anxious for the day this catches up with you.
Everyone is.
Someday it will.
Everyone is anxious for that day.
And so again, the frustrating thing about this is that as people are texting into 22980 about, you should see the debate that's happening. I mean, this is why eating healthy is difficult.
Should I open this up right now?
Sure, because somebody said, I mentioned Chipotle, and somebody said, be careful at Chipotle because you can really run into like 1,200, 1,500 calories even in a bowl. Well, you just got to know the things to skip. You just can't do the sour cream and skip the cheese and don't do all the rice. I mean, a lot of things can be healthy if you just modify them a little bit. The problem is that the things that you take out are the things that make it good.
Yeah,
like
right?
You want the cheese.
Oh, let me just take the cheese
the
out.
Let's just take it out so we just have a bowl of meat. Which doesn't sound that appealing.
That's pretty good. Have you ever had the cheeseburger pizza?
It's the debate that's happening now.
Have you ever had it?
No. I've probably had a piece of it, not from Minsky's, because 610 gets more pizza than should ever be in a workplace ever.
They really do.
In a moment of starvation and ignorance and not knowing what I was eating, I probably accidentally ate a piece.
Travis, have you ever had the Minsky's cheeseburger pizza?
Yes.
Okay, so at least you've tried it.
I've tried it, and it's just something that I wouldn't go back to.
What's the sauce basis? What's the equivalent of the red sauce? What's holding it all together?
I'm gonna pull up all the ingredients.
Because it can't
be
mustard. No. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Like what's like on a barbecue pizza? They replace the red sauce with barbecue sauce. What's the replacement? Ketchup?
Here
please
we go.
Don't tell me it's. I don't.
No,
know
it is
ketchup.
Not. You know I wouldn't like it if it was ketchup.
I thought you liked ketchup.
Mm-mm.
Again, 15-year-old boy would like ketchup.
I'm not nine. I don't like ketchup. My 10-year-old nephew eats ketchup. Adults don't eat ketchup. See?
I love ketchup.
Okay, then the other thing that's happening while you're looking that up.
Yeah.
The debate's happening also with listeners about this 100% juice versus 42% juice thing with McDonald's. I'm with you. A lot of you are saying that you'd rather have the higher sugar juice, the higher calorie juice that's 100% juice, than the juice that's not as much juice in it but lower calorie because at least it's 100% juice. You know, mm-hmm. So you know what, like, what's the other 58%?
I don't want to know.
You know, it's chemicals.
Don't you want to just go ahead and claim ignorance and bury your head in the sand? Isn't that the fun way to go about it? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I got to find this thing. I want to get the exact ingredients for you so I don't screw this up.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, cheeseburger pizza. Mustard, pickles, onions, mozzarella, and cheddar cheese. So it's not with like red sauce. It's all that thrown on there. I think there's, I don't even know if there is red sauce. I've probably had that pizza 100 times since I've lived here. It's fantastic. Mm. It's the best pizza I've had in Kansas City.
Yes
so
or
far.
No on the cheeseburger pizza.
This is the hot item.
I guess.
This is the hot debate right now. It's lunchtime. Yeah. I understand.
Mike, I will say I love this text. Wicket, I'm a fat kid, and I side with you on cheeseburger pizza. It's delicious.
Boom. Thank you, fat guy.
I want to know. I want this person's life. Somebody just texted into 22980. I'm a pizza expert. Can I know more about that? What do you mean you're a pizza expert?
Is it just because you eat a lot of pizza or because you have that
official thing?
Did you go to school for that? Do you have a degree in pizza? Like
I love this. I love this text. I love everything about this. I'm a pizza expert. Minsky's is top five, but so is Casey's. You've got some pretty wide taste on your pizza.
Casey's breakfast pizza is fantastic.
Okay, I'm with you there because I grew up on it.
And the bacon one is better than the sausage one.
But if we don't put Pizza 51 in this mix.
I don't think I've ever had Pizza 51.
Yes, you have, because we had it at the debate that you and I watched across from UMKC. That was at Pizza 51.
That's like mass-produced pizza.
It's college pizza.
It's college pizza. It's not in the same conversation as Minsky's.
When you take a piece of pizza the size of a plate and that has to be cut into other pieces, that's amazing.
You're talking about just your quantity then.
No, it's thin and it's gooey and it's just amazing. But I
for another time, Jamie.
Yes.
For another time.
All right. I hear the music.
Time to play Who Am I? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, 9 clues, Travis?
Well, he got scared from yesterday.
Just 9 clues?
Took a 6 yesterday.
All right. 9 clues. And remember, Travis made this, so it's not going to be Donald or Melania Trump.
Vladimir Putin.
It'll not be anyone in the political...
Winston Churchill.
You will not have this conversation on CNN, Fox News. It's not Wolf Blitzer.
Who's the other guy?
Some CNN reporter. Okay.
Donald Trump.
Clue number one. I was a millionaire before age 20.
Oh, so we hate this person. Think of rich people you hate. It's not Donald Trump.
I was a millionaire before age 20. 576-7798. We have tickets to the American Royal Rodeo coming up a week from Friday. You got to answer it on the air. All right.
It's not 22980 is the text line. Feel free to entertain me.
Right.
But that's she doesn't not going to get you the tickets. I have no idea what it is.
I was a millionaire before the age of 20. 576-7798. Who am I with the answer? And your guesses next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wicket. Time for you to win some tickets to the American Royal Rodeo. All you got to do is figure out who I am today. Travis made it today, which, of course, we always tell you if Travis is making it. Sometimes Jamie will, sometimes I will.
But Travis has gotten pretty good at it. And by good, I mean I like that it takes us a little while.
It's never political when Travis. So it's never going to be, you know, Dianne Feinstein.
Or Roy Blunt.
No.
Now, sometimes he will pick fictional characters.
He has done that. Princess Leia, Darth Vader.
And we're not going to, we're doing our best not to, and I don't know who it is, but we're doing our best not to indicate the difference here.
Right.
So it could be a fake person who was a millionaire by the time they were 20.
We are giving you pretty generic clues at the beginning, pretty specific clues by the time we get to the end. And if you can figure out who I am today, then you've got yourself some rodeo tickets for the American Royal Rodeo coming up a week from Friday at Hale Arena at the American Royal Complex. 576-7798. Clue number one, I was a millionaire before the age of 20. Let's go right to the phones. And we begin with Mike. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Mike, who am I?
Oh, are you Steve Jobs?
Am I Steve Jobs? It's a good guess. Mm-hmm. A lot of good guesses.
Thinking tech.
Smart, but wrong. Josh, you're on KMBZ. Josh, who am I?
LeBron James.
Am I the king? Nope, not LeBron James. Travis is a sports guy, though, so that's probably a smart guess. 576-7798. George, you're on KMBZ. Who am I, George?
Hey, I'm going to go with Paris Hilton.
Am I Paris Hilton?
These are good guesses, though.
She was rich.
Yeah.
Real early. Like, out of the womb. Out of the womb rich. 576-7798. What's she doing now? Just DJing?
I mean, just being Paris Hilton.
That's
just
all I would do.
Being rich and famous.
God, I was born to the wrong family.
That blame it on the family.
I blame my parents for not being rich.
If they had just been rich, then you would be rich.
See? Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Let's go to Denise. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Denise, who am I?
Bill Gates.
Am I Bill Gates?
Nope.
Not Bill Gates. Was Bill Gates that rich before he was 20?
I don't think so.
I don't know the answer to
young.
That. Young.
Young,
but 20?
Not that young.
It's a good question. 576-7798. One more here. Amy, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Amy, who am I?
Justin Bieber.
Am I the Biebs?
Oh.
It's another good one.
You guys are covering some different industries. Yeah. That's cool.
All right. How about this one? Speaking of money, I'm worth $250 million.
Now.
I was a millionaire before 20, and right now in 2017, I'm worth $250 million.
I'm cheating.
576-7798. Let's talk to Janice on 98.1 KMBZ. Janice, who am I?
How about Taylor Swift?
Am I Taylor Swift? Travis, would you... Oh, man.
I think we've said Taylor Swift before.
I think we've done that before, yeah.
And usually we're not going to repeat them.
Yeah. But it's
but
a good
it is
guess.
A favorite of Wicket's.
It's one of mine.
It would make sense.
Let's go to Steven on 98.1 KMBZ. Steven, who am I?
Warren Buffett.
Am I Warren Buffett? He's worth a bit more than $250 million. He's worth like $40 billion or whatever.
Don't you start to lose track after a while?
Yeah, right.
I would.
If I was worth
I'd
a quarter,
I'd love that problem.
If I know, right? Like, how many billions am I worth today?
At what point do you stop keeping track of how much you're worth?
What
do you make at that point?
I have no idea. It's
Don't
a great
worry,
question.
We're never going to know. We're never going to get there.
Mm-mm, you're right about that. Let's go to Larry. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Larry, who am I?
Mark Cuban.
Am I Mark Cuban? Mm. Another good guess. I think he wasn't a millionaire until college. When he invented the ability to stream games live. That's how he got his millions.
I did not even know that about
him.
Yeah,
that was one of the ways he got his millions.
Okay.
Let's go to Andrew on 98.1 KMBZ. Andrew, who am I?
Elon Musk.
Am I Elon Musk? Also worth more than $250 million, but a good guess. Definitely a good guess. 576-7798. Let's go to Alicia. Alicia, you're next up on 98.1 KMBZ. Who am I?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Am I Mark Zuckerberg? See, he's worth at least $20 billion.
Yeah. Very popular answer on the text line.
Oh, was it?
Was Mark Zuckerberg. Far and away the most popular answer.
All right. How about another clue? What do you think?
Yeah.
576-7798. I'm an award winner for best kiss in a movie.
Actor or actress. Okay.
I'm an award winner for best kiss in a movie. Obviously, that's from the MTV Movie Awards.
Now I have ideas.
I don't believe the Oscars have that category yet. 576-7798. Mike, you're on KMBZ. Mike, who am I?
Well, that next clue just tells me my answer's wrong. I was guessing Evan Spiegel.
Am I Evan Spiegel?
Nope.
I am not. And you're right. That last clue will probably...
You have access to internet, which I do.
Oh, no.
Well, it's not as easy to find as you think, because you can Google stuff, but you got to put it together with the other clues.
Sherry, you're next up on KMBZ. Sherry, who am I?
Beyonce.
Am I Beyonce Knowles? Nope, I am not today. I think we were Beyonce one time recently, I believe. I think back-to-back we were Jay-Z and Beyonce in consecutive days.
Oh.
But we understand if you're not listening all 4 hours.
Creative of us.
I don't know if it was planned or not. I have no idea.
I don't know, with all that work being done out in the newsroom, that was, Travis and Dan putting their
heads together. Travis and Dan talking like pirates and not getting their work done today.
Yeah.
Four of us are your scrubbing ones. Prepare to be keel-hauled.
All right, how about another clue?
Yeah.
I'm known for my work on TV and in movies.
That's general.
Well, I'm known for my work on TV and in movies.
Okay.
576-7798. Brittany, you're on KMBZ. Brittany, who am I?
One of the Olsen twins.
Am I what? I'll give you both, because it's both of them are wrong. But
that's a good guess.
Mary-Kate and or Ashley Olsen?
Yeah.
I remember when I was about 22, I was waiting to have that countdown clock till the Olsen twins became 18. A lot of guys did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Something we're going to have to talk about.
Doug, you're on KMBZ. Hey, Doug, can you tell me who I am today, please?
I'm going to guess Drew Barrymore.
Am I Drew Barrymore?
I like the guess, though. When I saw that start to come up, I liked that guess.
What TV
that
show was she on? Or was she on a TV show?
I don't know. That's where it's hard to put all these clues together. That's why this game is hard.
Well, now I'm really going to throw you for a loop. Ready?
Yeah.
I have won 4 Grammys.
They can just do everything.
Right.
And young. Yeah. They did it all young. Are you sure it's not Taylor Swift?
It is not Taylor Swift.
We come back to that.
Let's go to Sean on KMBZ. Sean, who am I?
I have no clue. It was Drew Barrymore.
Am I Drew Barrymore? How about Laura on KMBZ? Laura, who am I?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Am I Leo DiCaprio? Nope. The Grammy clue.
But I had that. That's what I was guessing when you gave me the best kiss in a movie. That's
was it Titanic?
Maybe. I don't know. But I thought, oh, yeah, he seems to have kissed a lot of girls.
How about Billy on 98.1 KMBZ? Billy, who am I?
Will Smith.
Am I DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Fresh Prince?
Correct, Wonder.
Nicely done. Today I was Will Smith. What movie did he win Best Kiss? Was that in
Independence Day?
Right at the end? Is that what it was? Okay. I gotcha.
Kids, this took us like a solid 10 minutes here. Almost taking this in the next hour.
Good one, Travis.
If you want to go to the rodeo, it won't be easy.
Right. Millionaire before the age 20 from his hip-hop career and also from being on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Actor, TV and movies, tons of movies. Best Kiss, we mentioned. 4 Grammy Awards, and he's worth $250 million. And the last clue is going to be, I'm from West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Well, that would have gotten it.
We didn't get there.
Travis always gets an easy clue in at the very end, just in case we're desperate.
Right. My name is.
Yeah, exactly.
Fill in the blank.
Rhymes with myth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.